An official says China's had effective communications and negotiations with the Taliban, and Kabul's a key platform and channel for the two sides to discuss all kinds of important affairs. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin reiterated that China will continue to develop a friendly and cooperative relationship with Afghanistan. He was responding to a question about a reported meeting between Taliban officials and the Chinese ambassador to Afghanistan. Meanwhile, China's ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Council says foreign forces should be held accountable for human rights violations in Afghanistan. Chen Xu also says China's ready to help with Afghanistan's reconstruction. He urged all parties to ensure an inclusive political framework that can benefit all Afghans. The ambassador expressed hope that the Taliban will fight terrorism and ensure a smooth power transition. Afghanistan's facing another challenge. Warnings have been issued about potential attacks from a group called ISIS-K. A spokesperson for the Pentagon says it'll prioritize the removal of U.S. troops and military equipment in the final days before the August 31st deadline. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says evacuation efforts will continue. A military official says, in addition to American citizens, both at-risk Afghans and people from such countries as Canada and Germany have been evacuated over the past 11 days. Newly installed New York Governor Kathy Hochul has released updated COVID-19 data, adding nearly 12,000 deaths to the figure reported by her predecessor Andrew Cuomo. Hochul's office reported that more than 55,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the state based on death certificate data. That's an increase from more than 43,000 that Cuomo reported to the public on his last day in office on Monday. Cuomo's count included only laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 deaths from hospitals, nursing homes, and adult care centers, while leaving out those who died at homes and in prisons. Hochul says it's vital to be fully transparent about the numbers of COVID-19 cases and deaths. Raging fire has broken the record for the longest consecutive days spent at the top of the Chinese box office so far this year. It replaces Hai Mom as the year's top grosser. Raging Fire has reigned supreme for 27 consecutive days following its release on July 30th, breaking the record of 25 days set by Hai Mom. The last feature film directed by the late Benny Chan tells the story of an honest cop as he clashes with a former colleague turned criminal.